My name is Misha Kubal. I was born 1959 in Germany, and I live in Düsseldorf and work at the School of Art in Cologne. And the title of the work is Space, Speed, and Speech. And it was installed first time in 1998 at the Power Plant Gallery in Toronto. And it now belongs to the collection of the Light Arts Center for International Art in Unna, which is also located in Germany. In 1995, I started my first reflection installation. It was called Fragen, which is the German word for asking. I used this term for exploration of space and its dynamic inclusions in relation to this installation. And the idea was to explore the space by using the light and the reflection and the shadow or the eclipse, which is seen onto the wall. In 1998, I was invited for an exhibition called Threshold, curated by Louise Dompierre for the Power Plant in Canada, in Toronto. And when I installed the work with the three words space, speed, and speech, I decided that only two mirror balls should spin the words as a reflection and legible onto the walls and the ceiling and to the floor. And the idea is that the audience can experience that light and language and its reflection are the two kind of search tools inside the space, but at the same time it's reflecting onto the audience itself. And so it is connected to what we call the Enlightenment, as we locate this in the middle of the 18th century by La Mettrie. So in this case, it has a philosophical and philosophical origin and root. And at the same time, it is very contemporary because it always develops its effect and intention in each space and with each visitor. Because I think this answer, I was thinking in relation to your text, it should be separated information, not the same information, like the flicker of the light and the fragmentaries, because you described already, I think, very good on the short, brief introduction to each work. So when I was reading to this morning, I realized I should not repeat this information, maybe other information. But also we can have a different focus depending on your impression. I think the exhibition Light Inside has to be seen in the tradition of ICC exhibitions, which are emphasizing on communication. As Marshall McLuhan was saying in the 60s, that light itself can be regarded as message and has been gained importance in the 21st century. So in this exhibition, I think the communication part and the question of the intensity of light is very much attached also to the contemporary art, as we could see in the beginning of the 21st century. So Light Inside is focusing on artists using light in various methods. And in the context of this exhibition, in the context of looking deeply into the retina spheres of alien production and looking deeper into the, let's say, in the character of the reflection of the human body onto the phosphorescent walls and floors in the work of Ingo Günther, I would say this work is maybe interlinking between the phenomenal aspect of light and the interpretation and communication aspect. My work uses by name three titles: space, speech, and speed. So space is, we have to have a certain awareness of the room where we are, and here we are at the ICC. So I think we are now also embedded in all the exhibitions that had happened for the more than 10 years since 1997, when ICC was established. And second word, speech, is what I mentioned, is the communication tool, the language, which is fractalized and not seen as its whole, but it is showing itself as an eclipse in this into the space and as an overall reflection into the space, including the visitor. And the third element is speed, which has been focused in various exhibitions as ICC and also in the exhibition Light Inside, including the Anthony McCall installation, where the question is where we are as if and me and you. So also it's talking about the dialogue system, a component or opponent or a second person in the room, but at the same time it is talking about the relevance and relation between the artwork and the physical presence of the viewer. And I think all these works sums up to a very strong basics. And the metaphysical part is the room, is the space. When you leave a space speech installation, you face the Capri battery of Joseph Beuys, which is, let's say, unifying on a very strong essence of that the nature itself provides its energy. So it shows that fruits as a symbol of life and electricity is somehow connected. And so the human body has photons in the cell system. So we are also connected to a greater meaning and sense of what we would say is the electrical world. And so Light Inside and this work has a very strong relation. And I think this is a wonderful first time it happens to this work that the contextuality of this work now is not by the media, let's say light, but by the interpretation of the media. So Light Inside already gives a strong connotation to the viewer's perception.